352.
So Brad Pitt is back on the big screen. The superstar actor takes on one of his most rugged roles in the new film titled Killing Them Softly. And a new documentary also gives an interesting look into a place many of us dread, the hospital waiting room.
Joining us now to talk about it, Washington Post film critic Ann Hornaday. Hey, Ann.
Hello, Veronica.
So we don't see Pitt that often in the movies, but he usually delivers in his movies. Did he do that in this one?
It's really true, and he does deliver in this one, although the movie itself is a mixed bag. It is no fault of Brad Pitt's. I mean, he turns in a really delectable performance as this kind of grimy underworld crime guy. And he's supported by some wonderful players like Richard Jenkins and James Gandolfini and Ray Liotta. All of them are terrific. My big quibble with this is that it is so unremittingly grisly and really very cynical. And that tone sort of gets pretty grating after a while. The director, Andrew Dominik, who did the assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford, which was a really interesting movie a few years back, really drives home the parallels between the world of crime and the economic meltdown and the political world. And I think, you know, he makes his points sort of over and over and over again. I think he hammers them home a little too. You know, I think we get it after the first few times. And by the end of it, it was just too nihilistic for my taste. But, you know, if you're in the mood for a good Brad Pitt performance, once again, he really does prove that he's not only a good-looking guy, he's a really good actor.
Okay, well, let's go to the documentary titled The Waiting Room. What's that about?
Yeah, Sean, this is the antidote to the cynicism of Killing Them Softly. This is a documentary by a young man who actually attended Howard University for a couple of years. He spent several weeks in the emergency room of a hospital in Oakland, California, and stitched together sort of a composite day in the life of this lobby, following patients as they go in and out of their encounters with doctors and nurses and administrators, really just sort of capturing the realities on the ground of a very hardworking place where everyone is doing the best job they possibly can. I mean, the care that people are receiving is absolutely brilliant, even within this sort of bureaucratic morass. And almost to a man and a woman, these patients are just the personification of dignity and humor and intelligence, and people just really sort of trying to get by. So I think this is the kind of movie that just cuts through all sorts of public policy debates and rhetoric about medical systems and disarray and bureaucracies, and really just shows you the human side really at its very, very best. It's a beautifully filmed, beautifully edited piece, and I would encourage everyone to go see it if they can.
Thanks a lot, Ann.
Thank you, Veronica.
That's Washington Post film critic Ann Hornaday.